This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There are only 8 more meeting days left in Alabama's 2016 legislative session, and the State House saw a burst of activity this week. For an update, we talk with Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He begins by telling WBHM's Rachel Lindley about Linney's Law, a bill the House passed Wednesday. It's named for Linney Young, a girl and former Alabama resident who suffers from a seizure disorder.
Her family has advocated heavily for the use of a marijuana-derived oil called CBD to treat her disorder. You can't get it legally in Alabama, and her family ended up moving to Oregon so that they could access this oil. But it spurred Representative Mike Ball of Madison to sponsor this legislation to decriminalize the CBD oil here in Alabama. There's a different version that's going to go to the Senate, so ultimately there'll have to be some meeting of the minds on working out the differences here.
And Wednesday, so much was going on. What else happened during the flurry of activity on Wednesday?
There were a lot of committee meetings on Wednesday, and a lot of things came out. For instance, the governor's prison plan was the subject of a public hearing in a House committee on Wednesday. No vote was taken, but his plan is progressing slowly but surely. Of course, this is the ambitious plan to build 4 new state prisons in the state, super prisons, so to speak, a giant effort seen as a way to help ease our prison overcrowding problem and also deal with the understaffing problem that we have in the prisons. The push is on to get this out before the legislature wraps up, which will be ostensibly in about 2.5 weeks. The legislature is going to have 3 meeting day weeks next week and the week after that, and then we'll have one final day before wrapping up the session. There was also a bill that passed a committee on Wednesday in the House dealing with faith-based adoptions and foster care homes and that sorts of thing.
And that's fairly controversial.
It has been controversial because it would allow them not to have to provide services if they disagree, say, for instance, adopting to a gay couple or what have you. And that has brought opponents to the fore, you know, with claims of discrimination. But this bill did pass committee on Wednesday and now moves to the full House.
Another thing that legislators will have to do before the session wraps is approve the education budget for the state. Alabama educators have some good news. They could be seeing their first true pay raise since 2008. So what will the teachers be receiving, and what happens next with this and the education budget?
Up to a 4% raise for teachers. It varies depending on whether they make less than $75,000 or more than $75,000. Less than $75,000 will get a 4% raise. And what was interesting in the Senate debate over the education budget this week is that the upper chamber added principals and assistant principals to that pay raise. So that group was very happy about that. The pay raises were seen as crucial to the education budget, just as they were in the House. The education budget ended up passing the Senate almost unanimously. I think the vote was 32-1.
One bill that has been very controversial this year is Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh's PREP Act, which would tie teacher evaluations to test scores. The PREP Act has been much talked about over the past few weeks, but it looks like it may be a non-starter now.
Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, the sponsor of this legislation, did announce this week that he was pulling it from consideration. It was originally set to go up for consideration on the Senate floor on Tuesday. It did not. And then late Tuesday night, he announced that he was pulling it from consideration because of lack of support. It passed committee a while back, but the vote to send it to the full Senate was very narrow. And I think Senator Marsh all along had planned to bring it to the floor when he felt he had the support to pass it. And apparently he never felt that he had that support, so he never brought it to the floor. But you're right, it was very controversial. A lot of teachers were against this bill, specifically over tying their evaluations to student performance. It also would have changed the teacher tenure law.
As we've talked about, the legislature's winding down, but it doesn't seem like we can have any conversation without talking about Governor Robert Bentley. There's still movement on possible impeachment after allegations he had an affair with a former top aide. Next week, the House is expected to establish a committee that would investigate possible impeachment. Tell me more about their plans.
Yes, Alabama is in uncharted waters here where impeachment is concerned. It hasn't been attempted in over 100 years. We really don't have a firm process in place. So the first order of business is establishing a process. The first step in that process, this committee, which will vet the charges that have been brought against the governor in the articles of impeachment and set up some protocols Ed Henry will introduce the resolution next week that would set up that committee. But as you say, there are only so many days left in the legislative session, and there probably aren't enough days to move this forward. But Ed Henry says this is something that can continue in the off season. He says this committee can work after the legislative session is over. And he says lawmakers have the option, if they want to call themselves back into session at some point and consider the articles of impeachment. And that will be up to the work of this committee.
Don Daly's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He was speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. You can hear from Don each Friday during the legislative session.